Move at 92.5.
Hey girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Well, excuse me, but you're hot. And, well, I'm not. So maybe we could come together and make average-looking babies?
No. No.
What every woman wants.
Yeah, average babies.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't let him see your eyes roll in disgust. Instead, tell him that with a few major and a couple of minor plastic surgeries, you wouldn't mind giving him a shot. And that's when you give him the digits to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's Mark. So I just realized I didn't mean to call you. I meant to call this other girl I met at Starbucks, too, and I put Starbucks girls for both of your names. But, hey, maybe we're meant to be, right? How about we grab a burger next week? Then a hot air balloon ride, followed up with wine. I'm just really excited to get to know you more, so see you soon.
Next message.
Guaranteed, there's no other Starbucks girl.
You think that's also the loser line? He's maybe called twice?
No, I feel like he's just saying that to try and make himself seem more desirable.
Oh, that's interesting. I fell for it. I mean, the confidence in this guy to think he can lead with, I didn't mean to call you, and still get a date.
I could see him being like, hey, oh, sorry, this is the wrong Beyonce. I meant to call a different one, but I guess now that you're on, you want to go out?
Next message.
Hey, Dan, I'm so sorry I said I love you. I know we just met and we were just like partners playing cornhole, but I've been through a lot recently, and I mean, my last fiancé, he did a real number on me. He said it was too much, too fast. And I mean, we were together for like 8 weeks. Anyways, call me back so we can try again. Love you. Bye.
Oh! That is a walking red flag.
Yeah,
she just can't help it. You know, it's like built in.
At first, I'm like, this is cringy. But then I'm like, oh, hi, female me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I love you back. Call me again.
That 8-week relationship status straight to marriage, I thought that was your M.O.
Well, and that would take me 10 years to get over.
I mean, if anything, somebody put a ring on it.
Yeah.
That's true.
So there's got to be at least one redeemable quality about her.
All right, that's it. I'm all in.
There you go.
I love her.
Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Hand it out to somebody who's creeping you out a little bit so they can call it and leave us an awkward voicemail that we can play for you. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Maya. It's Andy. We met at the Starbucks. I was that guy who was buying a puppuccino thing for his dog. And, you know, actually, it was really funny. After we met, I've been actually trying to teach my dog how to say your name. Let me see if I can do it the way he was doing. He was kind of doing he kind of like revved up, you know, It was kind of like that. Hopefully, maybe we can get together and you can actually hear him do it in person. I'm sorry, he's not coming to me. He's not. He's off doing his own thing. But it was great to meet you, and thanks for giving us your number. Talk to you later.
Next message.
Oh my God!
Wow.
He's lucky he has a dog to help him get women.
Yeah.
How many dorks are hanging around at Starbucks asking for women's numbers?
I feel like it's just one girl at that Starbucks that's just handing it out like one of those tickets, like take one.
She's helping us a lot.
She really is. Whoever you are, keep up the good work.
We love you.
Next message.
Hey, Michael, it's Ellie again. I don't know why you're not calling me back. Maybe it's because I seemed disinterested. People say that about me sometimes, but I need you to know that I'm really interested. If it's not that, then maybe I just didn't share enough about myself. There's something about me that might interest you. in 2014. I was voted softest hands in Delaware. Runner up. You never touched my hands, but maybe if you did, things would be different. So now that you know that information, you should call me back so we can spend some time together. And you can touch my award-winning hands.
Next message.
Oh, wow. That guy's definitely hearing that message and just filled with regret.
Oh, man.
But she said runner-up. I mean, still, almost award-winning hands.
Yeah,
okay, I'm just saying.
Next message.
Hey, Rebecca! It's time to meet your future husband. It's me, All right, let's get to know him. Tell me, if you were to take Rebecca on a romantic date, what would you do?
Well, we'd have a little bit of wine, and then a little bit of cheese, and then after that, we'll do a little...
Uh-oh, looks like he had too much wine. No, oh, better luck next time, Tim. It happens to everybody. It's completely normal. See you next time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Dude, this guy's amazing. I want to date him.
I want to date him. Yeah. I mean, unless he drinks too much wine, then I don't want to date him.
Why does he give himself ED in his own dating show fantasy?
He's pre-warning.
You know what? He's a realist, Jeffrey. Okay. He's a realist.
Set your expectations where they need to be. You can listen to The Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tab's coming up right after this.